With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American boats passing through Iranian waters safely now in the latest tensions between the U.S. and Iran taking a new turn in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran has effectively closed the critical waterway since the U.S. and Israel launched the war in late February. President Donald Trump's new initiative to break Iran's stronghold over the strait has escalated the standoff. In a news conference, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said ships in the key waterway need to coordinate with Iranian authorities to ensure their security and safety. The U.S. military denied Iran's claims that it had struck an American Navy vessel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Hegseth told reporters today at the Pentagon the U.S. operation guiding vessels through the strait is temporary. He was joined at a press conference by Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Dan Kane. He says Iran has tried to attack several vessels in the region.
As the Secretary said, the United States has established Project Freedom to open up the Strait of Hormuz. This graphic highlights the kinetic engagements that the Iranians have attempted to make or have taken against the region.
Kane says Iran has attacked the U.S. at least 10 times since the ceasefire began, but none was big enough to restart major operations. Vice President Vance visiting Iowa for the first time since taking office.
Vance is considered one of the GOP's strongest potential 2028 presidential candidates. The vice president is traveling to Iowa to campaign for Republican Congressman Zach Nunn, who faces a competitive race to keep his Des Moines area seat in the November election. But Vance also gets to test his reception before the voters of Iowa, where the leadoff caucuses give them an outsized role in determining the next presidential nominee. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. Dozens of Christians have been killed in Afghanistan.
Christianity Today reports that 24 people were killed by Muslim extremists in the town of Bamiyan in January, and just last month, another 30 were killed in the town of Herat. It's difficult to know how many Christians remain in Afghanistan. There were reported to be some 21,000 in 2021 at the time of the U.S. withdrawal from the country, according to Christian Solidarity International. Many Christians in Afghanistan pretend to be Muslims to escape the wrath of the Taliban.
And that is correspondent John Scott reporting. Life News reports New Jersey's Democrat Attorney General is continuing the pattern of harassment against first-choice women's resource centers. That despite the Supreme Court's ruling last week that the state's subpoena for the nonprofit donor identities and internal records burdens the association rights under the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Law enforcement officers shot an armed man near the Washington Monument on Monday.
The Secret Service says a man was spotted carrying a gun near the White House complex Monday afternoon. Deputy Director Matthew Quinn.
Upon making contact, that individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit. He's since been transported to the hospital.
Quinn says one bystander was also hit.
By the suspect, that individual, it's a juvenile, did not sustain any life-threatening injuries, but he's also receiving treatment at the hospital.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in China say at least 26 people have been killed in an explosion at a fireworks plant in a central part of the country, more than 60 injured. Local media reports all fireworks makers in that region have been ordered to halt production. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.